Hi everyone, welcome to Final Score with The Score. Chelsea 3, Wolves 1. Chelsea have won a game in the Premier League for the first time in six games. Brilliant performance today. Three goal scorers who weren't Cole Palmer. The return of Trevor Chalobah, Reece James' first start in a long time. A great performance from him as well. And we're back into fourth place, only fourth or second place. So really good results, much, much needed. And we're going to talk about that game today. Louis is going to be joining me from the ground. He's been watching the game, so we're looking forward to hearing from him later. Hopefully Rams will be with me later on. Hopefully he will be, anyway. But yeah, really good performance. I'm really pleased with that. Here he is. Here's Ramble. I'm going to get him up.
Evening, buddy.
How are you feeling?
Much relief after that game. We needed that victory desperately.
We did. I think that's what everyone feels, relief. We actually won a game of football in the Premier League. Really, really pleased. And back up into fourth, you know. Really, really good. And we're going to talk about the game. We're going to talk about what players played well. We're going to talk about Ramble's rant and Ramble's rave. Is it a rant or a rave? We could legitimately have a rant today, by the way, at the same person, but I don't know if
I will. Oh, yeah. But, definitely.
Yeah, is it a rant at the same person? Right. Okay, we'll get to that later. We're going to talk about the win first. Chelsea went 1-0 up in the first half with a goal from Tosin from a corner. Robert Sanchez gave a goal to Wolves in the right at the end of the first half from a corner. Then the second half, Maraska made some subs, brought on Sancho relatively early and brought on some other subs as well. Well done to him for that. And we got second goal, Cucurella, a good assist from Dewsbury Hall, who started the game. And then the third goal was from Madueke, very nearly Trevor Chalobah, but it wasn't in the end. It was Noni Madueke, who'd actually had a pretty decent game, I thought, deserved his goal, but a nice win and gets us up to fourth. So what are your first thoughts on the actual game, Rambles?
Yeah, again, it's sort of a similar sense of pattern. You know, the majority of the first half, we dominated and we possibly could have been 2-3-0 up. But then we just seem to lose control of games when it gets like really nervy. But obviously we start making errors and every game just seems to become a lot more nervy than it actually should do.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that we did kind of slow down after we scored the first goal. I think that's definitely right. I don't know why that keeps happening. And I think we talked about experience and needing good experience in this squad. And I think that's one of the things that can help with that. We'll help solve that problem because, you know, then you have people who are making sure that nobody drops off, that people keep their game, and that the experienced players at least are still gonna be in control of the game, you know, so that you don't concede that equaliser. But yeah. And the first thing I wanted to talk about today is two Cobham boys who started today, Reece James and the man of the match. Officially, Sky gave him the man of the match, Trevor Chalobah, who put in an performance that embarrassed and humiliated our sporting directors as much as any performance can. They tried to force him out of the club in the summer. They took away his squad number and he's come back and he's been man of the match. And I thought he was absolutely brilliant today.
Yeah, Chalobah was absolutely superb. And I think the last few weeks have just shown what a human being he is. You know, the way he conducts himself, he just deserves so much credit. You know, because he could have easily reacted in a very different way. But he just goes about his business in a professional manner. You never hear you never hear any negativity from him. He just gets on with his job, and he was superb tonight.
He was. He's a class act as on and off the field. His professionalism, his attitude, his character, like, it's really, really impressive.
And I think a lot of players could learn a thing or two from how Telegraph conducts himself.
I wrote an article on Simon Phillips' site about how he and Rhys can be leaders on the pitch because they're that old now. You know, Trev's 25 now. He's not a youngster anymore. I think he's got leadership qualities. Certainly just by the way he plays and the example that he sets and his professionalism and how calm he is. And just like, you know, there's a photo going around, I don't know if anyone has seen it, of him looking at Robert Sanchez after we conceded the first goal. And his face was an absolute picture.
And
he was absolutely human.
I always say the same about any player. Whilst they're still at a club, they can always change their fortunes. If he has a really good second half of the season, then, you know, he'll really stake a claim. You know, I deserve to be here next season. You know, I'm not going to be sold.
Yeah, exactly. I think so. Like, I think I know people said he's definitely going to get sold. I think if he stays our first choice centre back, you know, potentially with Levi Colwill for the rest of the season, and he performs well, they're not going to be able to sell him, are they? I mean, you can't sell, and especially if Maresca likes him, because they can't just sack Maresca for not liking Trevor Chalupa, you know, I think he's a class act. And the thing is, he really wants to make it at Chelsea. He hasn't, despite how he's been treated, he still wants to make it at Chelsea. Chelsea is still his club. And you can see that when he steps out on that pitch, he has a lot of pride in wearing that shirt. And I can't wait till he scores again because, you know, next time he scores at the Bridge, it's going to be bedlam, you know. So, really pleased for him. He deserved man of the match today. I thought he was a calm presence on the ball. He won every tackle. He won headers. He didn't look in trouble, didn't look panicked. You know, he looked like he was just keeping the game at his pace, didn't make any mistakes. I thought it was, and he was playing left centre back as well. And you think, I think as well for a lot of it. So, which is not even his best position. So yeah, brilliant tonight, I thought.
Yeah, it was so nice to see Rhys start the game as well, you know.
Yeah, and he did 70 minutes and didn't get injured and came off. I thought he had a really good performance as well. Just doing the simple things well. Like, he looked again, that calm reassurance on the ball, like, you know, winning tackles, positioning well, like just playing well, like being good. Like he was quality today. And his leadership was good, I thought, as well, today as well.
It was.
He set the example.
I think if we can get Rhys, Chalobah, Colwill and Cucurella playing consistently, and that can be our main back four between now and the end of the season, you know, that's a good building block we can build on. Because I've been saying for many years now, we need a consistent centre-back pairing. Because it just feels for like past 5, 6, 7 years at Chelsea, we've been chopping and changing centre-backs every game. One game it's so-and-so starting, then the next game it's someone else.
Yeah. And we had it for a while with Fofana and Levi Colwill, but then Fofana got injured. I think it should be Trevor and Levi till the summer. I'm almost glad Levi missed this game in a sense because he needed a break. He looked absolutely shattered. I'm not surprised he somehow got injured because he's been playing so much. And I think he needed a break. And again, we didn't have the depth to give him one. But he'll be back. And I think him playing with Trev will be a good thing. Trev's got a bit more experience. And of course, Levi knows him as well. They've both been through Cobham. So I think that will be a really good partnership once Levi is fit again. And, you know, when you've got Rhys there as well, you know, that's, and Cucurella, that's a pretty solid back four, I think. 100%. Okay. So make sure everyone, I just want to make sure you all follow the Chelsea Echo. Really great content. This podcast is part of the Chelsea Echo. And of course, there's other shows as well. Other great content. Make sure you give the Chelsea Echo a follow. Really, really great content. So we're going to come to let's go to the Rambles rant and Rambles rave now. Rambles, what are you ranting or raving about today?
Well, unfortunately, it's going to be that man, Robert Sanchez.
Yeah, I had a feeling it might be.
It's getting to the point where it's just every single game now, and I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but something needs to change. You know, we cannot have this guy continuing in goal because he really is a liability.
Every game. Yeah.
If he's not causing a mistake which leads to a goal, he's just stupid things which almost lead to a goal. And this is his fourth mistake which has led to a goal now.
Yeah, he's the second highest in the Premier League of any goalkeeper. The BBC posted that stat during the game. He's got the second highest mistakes leading to goals in the league for any goalkeeper. But we'll leave he's the Chelsea's number one for the next.
And I cannot understand to win life of me why Maresca won't drop him unless it's something political.
I think it's political. And Alex Goldberg, who many of you will know, posted a tweet during the game that Ben Roberts, within the industry, people cannot believe that Ben Roberts has been given the power that he has at Chelsea, because he's just not good enough to merit that level of authority. And he's the one, and basically, Robert Sanchez is his love child. Like, I think that's what Alex Goldberg called him. But yeah, he loves Robert Sanchez, and he's with him at Brighton, and you know, and I think if Ben Roberts was not at the club, then Robert Sanchez would not be playing. I think that's part of that is a political thing. And Maresca's just going along with it because he doesn't want to cause trouble. And also because there's not that much competition either. You're right. I mean, I completely agree with you around Sanchez. I think most Chelsea fans do now at this point. And a very, very worthy rant, because I was very, very angry at half time with him. Just like, get him out of my club, you know, just like, tell him, give him away, I don't care, just sign a proper goalkeeper, you know, as soon as possible. But we've got Off CFC up, who I brought up while Randall was speaking, who said a lot of stuff here before.
Hello, guys.
So good to have you.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi,
back.
How are you? I hope you guys are doing well.
We are.
Yeah, at least.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Honestly, it felt good to at least win a game. It's been a while we haven't won a game. And honestly, today, I know we've been saying this for a while, it's a must-win game, but today was actually a must-win game. Because if we didn't win it, we would be in the middle of, you know, the sixth, fifth. That region is really bad. Yeah. So it feels good to get up a little bit. Fourth, I think. We're fourth, yeah, so
it's not bad.
Yeah,
so it was a must-win game. It was an actual must-win game. And I think Kieran Drewsbury-Hall was really good today. I think he was really good. He showed a lot of energy. He got aggressive a little bit. I thought he was good. I know there's rumors about him leaving or anything, but he did really well today. And obviously, it was really good to see James and Trevor Chalobah in defense. I hope they stay.
I hope
they stay fit, because I heard they could be something for the future, and it actually should be. You know, they're good players. Chalobah is 25. Mm. That's the right age, honestly. And Rhys James, he's regime. Sorry?
They're both 25.
Yeah, so it's perfect, the perfect age. And I hope they stay without injuries and they stay fit. They're really good, so I hope they stay fit. And
I just love watching Rhys James.
Rhys James is Rhys James. He's elite. He's good.
Yeah, he's a world class footballer. You can't.
He's actually good. So I really pray for him.
I mean, like, this isn't even his best form either. Like,
He
still played really well.
Yeah.
Like, but it's like, you think the levels he can actually go to when he's really sharp.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
You know. Yeah. Best.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, we can see, like, he's not fit 100%. He looks a bit slow, which is normal. Yeah. He hasn't played a lot of football the last 2-3 years. But when he has the ball, you see there's quality there. So I really hope he stays fit. I really hope so. For his own sake as well. You know, it must be frustrating not to play. So.
Yeah, 100%.
But I really hope so.
I said that.
And you know, when you see him when you see him happy, you can't help but see him happy. And I don't know if you guys spotted it when he was leaving and he gave the armband to Casado. He was like, when I see him happy, it just feels good. And I'm happy for him. He got to play today. And I was hoping he would be substituted as well. So we, let's quit while we're ahead. It's a good game. He didn't get injured. Just leave. Okay. We'll see you next game.
So,
other than that, just to sum up, really, it's just a good game at 3 points. And, obviously the mistake from Sanchez, which was very annoying. You shouldn't be conceding those goals. I'm sorry. Like, you shouldn't. And
that should not have been a goal.
It's average. Yeah. And quickly, just want to say something before I leave, please. I noticed that when we have teams playing against us, all of a sudden they become really organized. Every team that comes against us, they become really good in defense. Their midfield looks good. And I compared when the same team, when they go playing against other teams, let's say when they go to Liverpool away, or the last couple of years when they go to Arsenal away, or City up until before the last couple of months, those teams, they have a lot of space when they play against these similar teams. For example, Wolves, when they go and they play against Liverpool, Liverpool dominates them. It's very rare. I mean, they do lose point as well, but they dominate these teams. We should be dominating these teams. When we play at home, we should be dominating. They gain confidence. And when they scored that goal right before the first half, I had trauma. I had trauma. I was like, here we go again. Another draw or another loss.
Yeah. I think a lot of us said that at halftime. Yeah.
I hope they work on this. We should be dominating these teams. When they come in, just attack 2-3-0. Like Liverpool or City. When Liverpool and City play these teams, just when you watch the game, it looks like these teams have a lot of space. Liverpool looks like they have a lot of space. City has a lot of space. But we're the only exception.
Yeah, you said,
when they play against us, the pitch looks smaller. They look organized. They look motivated. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. Right? So. A goalkeeper's always become like prime Peter Cech.
Exactly. And they defense. So.
You all know that.
But other than that,
I've got Louis here, so thank you for your contribution. They're always good to
thank
have you
up.
Thanks for
school. We've got a bit of breaking news.
Oh, what's that? What's breaking news?
According to the Times, we're considering a move for Dusan Vlahovic.
Well, I'm not surprised about that at all. Because guess who wants Renato Vega?
Yeah,
Juventus. I'm literally not in any way shocked at that. That is not a shock at all. I mean, it's a striker. You know, it's nice to be linked with a striker. I've got to say, I can't complain. I've been saying we need to be linked to a striker, and we clearly are.
How do you feel about Dusan Vlahovic?
Well, he's not my personal first choice for signing as a striker, but I can't. At the same time, you know, he's got a good goal scoring record, and he's played in the Champions League. He's not a toddler. He's not a project player, he's going to come straight in and, be a starter. And he can finish. He can absolutely finish. And that's what we need, isn't it? We need people who can finish those chances. So even though he's not my own choice, I'm not going to say no because he's a striker. We need a striker. I've been calling for that all winter, so I can't really come and say and complain when we're linked with a striker, even if it's not my own first choice. So, interesting. Interesting news. Thanks for that, Rambles. It's linked with the Renato Vega thing. Yeah, I thought it was. So, right, Louis, you've been at the game.
Buenas noches, gentlemen. How are we?
Evening, buddy. You are.
How are you doing? How are you today? How are you feeling?
All right. I mean, I think it was, I'm not overly positive, but I'm not exactly going to be negative after 3-1 win because, that goes against everything I always bang on about, right? So it's good that we got the job done. The game was sort of wrapped up towards the end, but there's still a lot for Chelsea to work on, I think.
Yes.
I think it's evident. Yeah, I mean, the fact you saw my Dusan Vlahovic there, I thought today was, evidence that I think finally we definitely need to dip into the market for a centre forward. And, Dusan Vlahovic is somebody who I look at and I go, you know what? Yeah, I'm not against that. I think Nico Jackson today did keep kind of going out wide. We didn't really have that focal point in attack. That was a bit of an issue today. He was a bit too deep as well. I think one thing, I was with my dad, one thing that he was going nuts about was at set pieces. He'd have 11 men behind the ball. Wolves would have two defenders back on their halfway line, and there wasn't really anybody occupying them. So, you know, that's something where I think looking at centre forward can be big. I think, again, I think some of the substitutes could have been better, but then at the same time, you say that, but, you know, the depth of the Chelsea squad isn't exactly spectacular. So, you know, I think that overall today, it's job done, and she to sort of make sure that going forward, that the issues that we had, like we did at the end of the first half, identified and rectified and, you know, spotted by the people that matter in the positions of power to make sure that we can get the job done and not have to worry about it.
So, okay, so, and what about, we've already talked about him, but Trevor Chalobah.
Oh, I'm just standing at the bar with Trevor Chalobah. That is, it's funny what happens, right? When you have, you're the best centre back at a club the whole back half of a season. You bring a lot of balance to the side. You get put into a bomb squad because that's the right thing to do. You put out on loan because you're not technical enough and that's the right thing to do for you. And then you're brought back because it's the right thing for that time. And then you come into starting 11 and instantaneously, the background looks a lot better. I watched about him for about 25 minutes, right? And he was doing basic things, which I've not seen a Chelsea centre-back do all season, such as even marshalling the back line. I know it sounds ridiculous, but seeing Trevor Chalobah look at Tosin and go, up, hold the line, here's the line, hold the line. I was like, oh my God, we've got a centre-back who knows what they're doing. And I'm not saying Levi Colwill doesn't, but, you know, Chelsea looks far more stable. And it was really interesting to see him play at centre-back on the left-hand side because he can use both his feet. So this whole technical nonsense is interesting.
This is what we were saying. This is exactly what we were saying earlier, mate. We were all, you know, absolutely praising Trevor Chalobah. I don't know if you know this. He got the Sky Man of the Match.
Oh, did he? Funny that.
yeah, he did. Nobody was surprised whatsoever. Except and I thought it was hilarious because it's probably the most humiliating thing for the sporting directors to bring him back after trying to force him out and then he gets man of the match.
Oh, no, it's not embarrassing. It's them going to see we did that. Aren't we amazing? Look at the decisions we make for the club. It's for the best of the club. We're so great.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, they're geniuses for figuring out he's a good player 6 months off.
Yeah, it's,
you know.
I thought he was great today. When Levi Cole was back and fit, but him and Levi starting centre backs without a doubt. Without a doubt.
100% agree.
That like if it's anybody else, it's I mean look, this is including when Wesley Fofana's fit, by the way. And I stand by that. I think he's
I actually agree with that. Yeah, 100%. I wish I could disagree with you so I could push you on it. But I actually agree with you on that. What would you do with Wesley Fofana though? Like okay, Wesley Fofana's not gonna start. Would you keep him yourself?
I'd keep him until a decent offer came in, personally. If a decent enough offer came in, I'd take it. I'm not going to say no, but you know, at the same time, we're going to keep him for the time being. Just because he's not a bad centre-back. He's a good centre-back. Is he a centi-million centre-back? Absolutely not. Especially with one knee. So, you know, I think I'd keep him knocking about. I think he's definitely a good option, but look, Trevor Chalobah is, you know, definitely Chelsea starting centre back unless we dip into the market for somebody better, which, you know, there's still potential opportunity for, but we'll have to see.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. True. I think, I'm about Reece James as well. I mean, how was his performance today?
He was all right, Reece. He didn't really put a foot wrong. He was all over the place. I thought he was all over the pitch. Sorry. Not as in he was like looking like he was having a bad game. You know, he was getting about, but I also think he was getting about because there are issues in front of him. I think you'd see there was opportunities where he was maybe having to come across and cover when he really shouldn't have needed to. Player I didn't want to talk about, I thought actually a decent game, was Drewsbury Hill.
Fair play. I mean, I before the game, I was telling people, long term, I don't think he's good enough for Chelsea.
No, he's not. But I tell you what, he was.
But tonight, you know, fair play to him. You know, he got an assist. And he worked hard. I thought he put a shift in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all we wanted, really. You know, he was playing that water carrier role really well. I thought Nonny played well tonight as well. Up until he was kind of like 10 minutes before he was subbed off, I think he was just tired at that point. But I thought he was far more direct than he has been in the, over the past few weeks, which was refreshing. I thought he had 8 Nuri on toast. So, thoroughly impressed with that. As the Rambles talks about Sanchez yet?
Yeah, that was our Rambles rant.
I will leave that with you, but I will just say how Ben Roberts has got a job is beyond me.
Alex Goldberg tweeted during the game that people in the industry can't believe that Ben Roberts has the power that he has at Chelsea.
Well, people say that about the sporting directors as well. So it's a bit like, it's not that at all, Rambles. The briefings would be, you know, what we're doing is it's really inventive and forward thinking, and it's a brand new structure they've never seen in football. It's like, no, it's not. It's a structure that we have seen in football that doesn't work. So, you know, that's enough said about that. But
I think we all agree on that now.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, I mean, look, I think it's really, it is just a case of job done. I think if it wasn't clear that Chelsea fans aren't fans of Sanchez, it's going to be clear now from the stands. What was quite funny in the second half, every time he got the ball, I made a correct throw, or he made a, sorry, that's the police who's coming to let Robert Sanchez right now, for crimes against football. Apologies. There you go. They've just gone past. I've seen him in the back of the right van. What they were saying about him, which was really interesting, was, you know, as far as he kicked the ball or he collected the ball, it was like a really ironic cheer came out every single time he collected it. So it's pretty self-explanatory now. So no doubt people are going to go, yeah, so Enzo, what do you think about Sanchez in the next presser?
Also, have a look at the, when you get a chance, look on Twitter. There's a photo going around. I don't know if you've seen it already. Of Trev looking at Sanchez just after we
see. Yeah, I tweeted it out earlier. And it's fantastic. It's like Trevor Chalobah is every single Chelsea fan on the planet right now.
Yeah, exactly. And then he gets an assist. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. What I thought would be really interesting. When Reece came off, I did see him briefly look at Trev with the armband and kind of go, this really should be going to you. But he had to give it to Moises Caicedo. I'm a bit like, it would have been really, really powerful to give it to Trev.
I kind of noticed that, yeah. I mean, it should, you're right, it should. But we all know that. Chelsea fans know that.
We had a hard enough moment when Caicedo was rolling around.
Yeah, no, it was. That was slightly worrying.
I had my heart in my mouth then. I was like, recall a midfielder like yesterday. Like, you knew this on January the 1st. We should have done this on January the 1st. How did we not do it?
I think if Southampton hadn't changed manager, I reckon we'd be seeing Leslie Ugochukwu back at Chelsea right now. But I still would look at that in the market. I think I want to see Andre Santos play out a full season at Strasbourg just because he's playing so well. You know, I wouldn't want to break that rhythm. Whereas Leslie Ugochukwu's played a bit part of Southampton. He's not played as regularly as he could do. So may as well seize the opportunity for him to maybe not so play regularly at Chelsea, but still be an option and probably get more minutes and offer that physicality in midfield, which I thought, you know, well, one thing that was quite interesting, I wasn't sure when he did it, when he moved Cucurella into midfield. That was heart and mouth moment for me when it was De Zassi at right back, Gusto at left back, and Cucurella moving into midfield. That kind of made me go, I'm not too sure. But he did offer a bit of bite. I thought that was something which was, you know, my dad made that point to me because when I wasn't sure about it, he said he's going to give Chelsea a little bit of a push, a bit of aggression in midfield. And I think that's what Leslie Ugochukwu would do if we recalled him. And he had the physicality and the size advantage as well.
Actually, given the current circumstances, Leslie might be a better option for the second half of the season than Santos.
He's not getting the minutes. Well, he's played more at Southampton now, but you know, he's looking good in the poor Southampton side. It's the same reason we signed Romeo Lavia, remember? So, I'd say let's see him back in Chelsea blue. Bring him back. It takes that little that pressure off of Armoured Shield, because it was telling today that Chelsea are extremely lackluster in that position right now. I was saying on the preview pod that I wasn't too sure that it was a position that Chelsea maybe needed to strengthen as much. But evidently, I think it might be now, unless you just chuck Trev in there. But he's so good at centre-back now. He'd be the starting right centre-back for Chelsea. I don't see what you're going to do with that. So I think it's time for Chelsea to make a decision there. I thought it was a problem there for Chelsea today, despite, I think, the good performance from a couple of players that played in there. But yeah, absolutely right. When Caicedo went down, I think that's a warning sign for Chelsea to maybe take a little look and get things moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, we've got Manchester City at the weekend, and I would be doing it tomorrow, honestly, because we might need him at the weekend.
Absolutely.
So hopefully Lavia's back for that game, but you know, you can't count on it. So we need to make a decision there. Absolutely agree. Well, thank you, Louis.
No worries, gents.
I'm glad you enjoyed
that. Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be back. I will sit in the speakers, if that's okay. But I'm going to stick myself on mute while I'm in. Just because I want to listen. Absolutely. And I want to get involved. So if it's necessary, but I'm going to stay very, very quiet now in case the riot van with Robert Sanchez comes past again.
Okay. Yeah. Good idea. Yeah. Keep an eye out. Keep an eye out.
Will do.
On the progress of Robert Sanchez being arrested.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
And Ben Roberts as well, actually. Yeah, fun fact about Ben Roberts. He was the goalkeeper in the 1997 Cup Final. We got beaten by Di Matteo from 35 yards. So there you go. Yeah, right. So, okay. We've been talking about 40 minutes now. So, you know, I think we've covered the game pretty much. I think the squad, maybe the players that came off the bench, and maybe talking about, you know, what are we going to do in the window? You know, there's 2 weeks, pretty much 2 weeks left of the window, just under 2 weeks. And, you know, Chelsea have already brought back Trevor Chalobah, and that was the right decision, even though it shouldn't have been necessary in the first place. And it's clearly worked because he was man of the match today. But, Maresca's been reported to have asked for a midfielder and a striker, as well as a centre back this window. We've also signed a centre back today for the summer. He's joining us in the summer. We haven't signed him now, but we've signed him for the summer from Strasbourg. A familiar surname as well, Sarr, but not Malang Sarr, a different one. But yes, other than that though, we still haven't signed a striker. We haven't brought a midfielder back, and we're getting linked with Garnacho, and Garnacho's agent was actually at Stamford Bridge tonight.
Well, my friend is a Man United fan, so sent me some stuff from their kind of ITK, United sources, and it would appear we are prepared to pay the 60.5 million, which would be enough to get him. Us and Napoli are really pushing to get him, and if you believe what they're saying, a deal could happen by the end of the week. They expect it to progress quite quickly.
Yes. Yes, that's interesting.
Sorry, 60 million quid. I know I said I'd stay quiet, but 60 million quid for Garnacho?
Yeah.
But I tell you what, they're not selling him to us because they want to. Well, because they want to. They're selling because they need to. It's PSR and all that stuff. That is like, do you know what this is? This is feels like potentially the Mason Mount transfer, but in reverse. That's all this is. We don't need Garnacho.
Well, they want to sign a left winger, to be fair, because Mudrick is going to get banned. And they've looked at, the other guy they looked at was Gittins from Borussia Dortmund, who is a good player. And I'd love to have to sign him, but it looks like he's not available this window. I mean, we're linked with Matthias Tell, who plays on the left. So we have been looking at left wingers, to be fair. But at the same time, I did this tweet earlier today. The number of deals that we have done in the last two windows, or potential deals, which have involved a club that we are buying from, taking one of our players or vice versa. And it's happening again with Juventus and Vlahovic potentially. And with Man United as well, they've been linked with, I don't know, Ben Chilwell, I think maybe, or somebody, some other Chelsea player that, you know, that they want. Yeah, it's just getting ridiculous. This cannot be a this is not a transfer strategy. It's ridiculous. No, I don't mind Garnacho. I don't like his attitude, but instead of just pure football, you know, he scores goals. He, you know, he makes difficult runs. He's good at dribbling. He's only 20 years old. If you're thinking of Mykhailo Mudryk, it doesn't look like such a bad deal, but it wouldn't be my choice. Would not be my choice, but yeah. The press is saying that he wants to join Napoli, so I don't know what the hell's going on with him. But his agent was at Stamford Bridge tonight, that is a fact. That he posted on Instagram from Stamford Bridge. So, what questions do we need? You go first.
I think we definitely need to bring back one of the midfielders, ideally Leslie, and if we can get a striker on loan, I think that'd be really advantageous because what we saw tonight, that I think Jackson just needs that bit of competition. He just needs to be rested in certain games because we are running him into the ground. And obviously, Enzo Maresca doesn't trust or Nkunku up front currently.
I will answer the same as you. Get Leslie Ogechukwu back in midfield. On loan is an interesting case. Purely because I didn't think about that. I thought if Chelsea were going to be signed Dusan Vlahovic, it would be permanently. If it's permanent, okay. But a loan would be quite advantageous, purely because I'd love to see Liam Delap in Chelsea Blue in the summer. I think he looks like a really exciting young centre forward. I know that goes against everything which me and the school bang on about signing no more toddlers. But he already looks like a very good Premier League striker. I like his physicality. He offers something different. And I think he's only going to get better. And realistically, he's probably potentially in 2 or 3 years, maybe a little bit longer, going to be the man that leads the line for England. So, you know, if we Chelsea can get him on a good deal, considering it's which are probably going down, then I think, everyone's a winner there, really. It would be a great move for him, a great move for us. And money in the bank for Ipswich. I don't think you can complain about that. But in terms of the left winger, I mean, the amount of time that Nico Jackson spent out on that left-hand side, I wouldn't be against using him as a left winger. I thought last season he felt, when he was out there on that left-hand side, I felt like he could have been, you know, the second coming of Salomon Kalou. I'd very much maybe like to see him utilised up there. He's direct. He's powerful. You know, he can come inside when he needs to and potentially be a second striker as well. So, you know, I think it's offers more threat and that's something that I would strongly consider.
There is one guy I would seriously consider looking at. I know we haven't been into it, but that's Brian Mbeumo. I know his contract expires not this summer, but the summer after. And he's got 13 goals already this season, scored 9 last season, 9 the season before. So if you want a wide player who can get you between 8 and 10 goals, he could be a perfect solution.
I like Brian, but it's, you know what it is? I think that what you said there is perfect. But for Twitter and for Wynn Stewart, I don't think he's a sexy enough name.
No.
I think now the thing they look at now, I think, is look at marketability and all that sort of stuff as well. Brian Mbeumo is a very effective footballer. And someone who's multifaceted as well. I think there's plenty of things to look at there, but I mean, for me, I'm when I saw Dusan Vlahovic, I think that's cracking. I saw that as a really interesting move. Despite maybe the lack of his Premier League pedigree, you know, he's a physical centre forward. He doesn't mess about. You know, he's a strong player. He's got experience. I am not looking at him going, that's an issue. I'm looking at him going, hello. You know, that's a great option for Chelsea to have.
Yeah, Vlahovic, he's not my favourite player, but loan with option to buy for him. There's no risk there, right? If he does well, you keep him. If he doesn't, you go and sign. Like you say, I'm a big fan of Leon Delap as well. I love him. He's a proper centre forward, shithouser. You know, he looks like he's got the temperament for the Premier League, for a big club. He can score goals. He reminds me of Diego Costa a lot. And so I'd love us to sign him. But if we sign Vlahovic and he scores, you know, tons of goals, great. I mean, I just want Chelsea to win and to have a top striker. It doesn't have to be the one that I want, you know, for it to be the one, for me to be the one. But, yeah. Also, some breaking news. Breaking news from DiMarzio. Cesar Casade will be a Torino player and it will be finalised tomorrow. Fee between 8.4 to 10.1 million pounds plus bonuses. So Chelsea will actually make a profit on the amortisation. So we finally got someone out the door.
Ah, Di Marzio, Cesare Casade, Torino, molto bene. Ah, it's good, I like it.
Indeed, and now we can recall a midfielder to replace him. Yes, which should be Leslie Catriccio, I think, as we talked about. So, you're right. I mean, we need someone to put the ball in the back of the net. I think most fans agree on that now. And it's nice to see us finally linked with one. Even if it is part of a deal for Renato Vega, you know, it doesn't matter to me. Just get him in, get him in and put him in the team. At least then you've done something and then you can't be criticised for not doing anything if you've actually brought in a striker like that, who's not a toddler and actually, you know, is proven at Champions League level and everything. So, you know, he's a proper player. He doesn't need any development. He just comes in, you know, and yes, he'll have to adapt to the Premier League, but, you know, quality players shouldn't take that long to adapt. And it takes the pressure off Nicholas Jackson as well. Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's going to be a very busy end to the window, I think. Clubs were waiting till the Premier League did their PSR announcement on the 13th of January to decide whether to go for players because they didn't want to get in PSR trouble. And we've had a whole host of bids from clubs for players now. West Ham are bidding for Duran and Man United are bidding for Drogu. Apparently they didn't have any money, but apparently they've suddenly got money. Don't know where that's coming from. I wonder where that's coming from. But other clubs and Man City, of course, are just spending money like it's going out of fashion because they can. So it's going to be a busy old end to the window, I think, for Chelsea as well. We could have a few people coming in. Hopefully we've got a striker coming in. That's the most important thing that I think we need right now. Trev has made all the difference at the back. I think, like Louis said, he's added a bit of calm and reassurance and leadership at the back. I think it's just amazing how better we looked with him there. I wasn't so nervous when the ball went to the defence today. Is that how you felt?
A bit more breaking news. Maresca asked about Enzo Fernandez versus Man City. He said, I'm not so sure. I think he may need some more days. So it's not sounding too hopeful, but he'll be available for the City game.
Oh, shit. Excuse my language.
Just under his breath. Summarised how everybody feels right now. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because he was in good form, you know. Well, Enzo Fernandez has been in good form and having that for a couple of games, especially the Man City game, it's a blow. It's a blow. It's absolutely a blow. And I'm worried about Cosedo because he needs a rest. He really does. And he won't get one on Sunday. I know Brighton is a Premier League team, but we need to think about our priorities because our priorities got to be top four, not the FA Cup. Even though I love the FA Cup, Caicedo, we can't risk him getting injured. We just can't, because he's irreplaceable pretty much. So we need to be careful with him. But, so it looks like it could be, well, hopefully it won't be Dewsbury Hall on against Manchester City. Heaven help us. Even though he played well today, it's Manchester City is not Wolves. Manchester City, and they're on form at the moment as well, Manchester City. It's just scored, just won
just
6-0.
Just a minute of time to play us.
Yeah, it's always teams that are in bad form suddenly find their form just before they play us. It's frustrating. I wish we played Man City 6 weeks ago instead of this Sunday. But, you know, we haven't won there for a while, so maybe it's our time. Maybe it's our time. We will be here on Sunday after the game. In case you don't know, we always are. But just a few like sum ups of the game. Like Louis, what are your kind of brief sum ups of the game?
I'm just standing at the bar with Trevor Chalabar. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Fantastic. love it. And Rambles.
Yeah, again, Trevor Chalabar. I think he's just shown today what a great person on and off the pitch he is. To do what he did today, just deserves so much credit.
Even though you're right, you can't say the same thing as me. That's just cheating, mate. Come on, say something else. Boo!
Okay, I'm going to go for Rhys James. It's such a joy to see him starting the game again. You know, he's now played two games in a row. I know it doesn't sound much, but for him, you know, it's a small win. And I just hopefully we can get a consistent win against him because he's such an important player for us.
Absolutely. I agree with you both. Trev, well done, mate. Brilliant performance, class as ever. Proper Chelsea, leadership at the back. Excellent man of the match. Well done. We all Chelsea fans are behind Trev, I think. Rhys James, yeah, great to see him back and being captain and performing, you know, and even a kind of performance that's not his best is better than a lot of players. So, yeah, good to see him back and lovely to get the win. Score three goals without Cole Palmer scoring one of them. Cole Palmer didn't score a goal tonight and we scored three goals. That's good. Noni Madueke back in the goals is good to see. You know, Cucurella, I think we all love Cucurella. He's becoming a bit of a cult hero. I love Cucurella. I didn't rate him to start with, but he's proved me wrong. He's been brilliant. Really, really impressed with him. And yeah, it's just nice to get 3 points. Chelsea are now in fourth place. We're 2 points above City, 2 points above Newcastle. We're only 4 points off second place. We need to keep on, we need to get some kind of result on Sunday against Manchester City at away. That's going to be a tough game, but we've got to back ourselves. And now it's important we go into the market, we get the players that Maresca needs and, you know, get a midfielder back from loan, get a striker, and we could hopefully have a good second half of the season and get into that Champions League place, which is what we all want. So, yeah, thanks everyone for listening. Thanks, Oth, for coming up and speaking and sharing. Thanks, Louis. Thanks, Rambles. Really appreciate it. Thanks everyone for listening. And make sure you check out, the voice note review that's coming out very, very soon from Louis. That's always a good laugh. And, Louis's always great. Check out the Chelsea Echo Twitter account. This show will be available as a podcast tomorrow as well if you want to re-listen to it. Thanks everyone for listening and up the Chelsea.